You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
And it is time for today's Noontime News on AM 1260 KROX, Crookston, Minnesota, as well as FM 105.7 K289CE of Grand Forks. We're also available online at KROXAM.com. Click on the Listen Live. You can also listen to us via your smartphone or tablet app or on your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX Crookston. With a look at the world and national news headlines, I'm Mark Anderson. Attorney General William Barr is defending his decision to send a letter to Congress detailing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's principal conclusions. He says the public would not have tolerated waiting weeks for information. Mueller concluded his Russia probe last month and submitted a nearly 400-page confidential report to Barr. Barr sent his four-page letter to Congress 2 days later. Democrats are questioning how Barr was so quickly able to boil down Mueller's report into four pages. A prominent Israeli pollster says that Israel has never seen such a decline in Arab turnout, calling it the biggest drama facing the national election. Camille Fuchs told Israel's Channel 13 TV that exit polls revealed startling low turnout throughout the day. Prominent Arab politicians took to social media to demand their constituents push back against ballot boycott calls that put their parties at risk of dropping below the parliamentary threshold. Federal authorities say they've broken up a $1.2 billion Medicare scam that peddled unneeded orthopedic braces to hundreds of thousands of seniors via foreign call centers. The Justice Department announced charges today against 24 people in the U.S., including doctors accused of writing bogus prescriptions for unneeded back, shoulder, waist, and knee braces. The call centers were located in the Philippines and throughout Latin America. British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris to discuss the possibility of a further delay to Brexit. Macron greeted May at the Elysee Presidential Palace with a hug. And the Trump administration wants to impose tariffs on $11 billion in EU goods per year to offset what it says are unfair European subsidies for plane maker Airbus. The tariffs would be imposed if the World Trade Organization rules in favor of the U.S. this summer in a case over subsidies that the Europeans gave plane maker Airbus. Experts say the Trump administration is using the case to push an expansion of its use of tariffs to reshape global trade. More news in a moment.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
Temperature at news time is 28 degrees downtown Crookston. And partly to mostly cloudy skies. There are a few breaks and bright spots, but not a lot of sunshine out there. And, of course, well, the good news on the river level is that it has gone down since yesterday's peak of 24.66, but we're still looking at a forecast crest of 26 feet sometime probably on Thursday at this point. So we'll keep an eye on that river for you. And, of course, lots of rural flooding as well, and road closures and other such that we'll talk about a little bit later in the newscast. In the meantime, again, our temperature is 28 degrees today. Actually was warmer in the dark hours early this morning. Mostly cloudy skies expected the rest of today with a high in the mid-30s and north winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-20s and northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Then for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Now, if we look ahead, there is that storm system expected to move through the southern part of the state. Well, we should see the northern reaches of that system with a 40% chance we'll get some light rain, possibly mixed with snow on Thursday afternoon. Chance of light snow continues Thursday night, and a slight chance of light snow into Friday. Another system moving through the area Sunday night into Monday could bring us some snow showers or rain showers as well. We'll talk more about the weather, the river, the local news, the sports, but our state headlines are next, being brought to you today by HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
And as we take a look at our state news headlines for this Tuesday morning, Minnesota House today on a vote of 107 to 19 passed a compromise version of a bill banning cell phone use while behind the wheel unless in hands-free mode. Similar measures have failed to get much traction in the state legislature in the past, and Representative Frank Hornstein of Minneapolis says what's changed.
It's the families, it's the people that have been directly affected by this issue who have lost loved ones. I believe that they were the people that turned the conversation around here in the Capitol. There was a time when we couldn't even get a hearing on this bill.
The Senate is expected to vote on the measure soon, and Governor Walz today said he would sign the bill. Governor Tim Walz says that he will soon name a new head of the state's IT department, which has been dogged by ongoing problems with the MnLARS and before that, MnSure. Republican Representative Jim Nash from Waconia says for a number of years, IT commissioners have been a sort of mouthpiece of the administration.
And I think that we need somebody right now who will push back on the administration on issues that may need to be pushed back on.
And Nash says the governor asked him to consider taking the IT commissioner job. Nash says he respectfully declined because I enjoy being a legislator very much, and voters in Eastern Carver County ask him to be their representative again. Democrats who control the Minnesota House say the state could generate as much as $1.2 billion, largely by going after corporate tax havens overseas. And they propose spending the new revenue on education and tax cuts for most individuals. Leaders in the GOP-controlled Senate reiterated their adamant position to raising taxes and skepticism that the loophole closing plan would succeed in extracting more money from companies that do business abroad. Governor Tim Walz says his administration has renewed its challenge to a regulatory panel's approval of Enbridge Energy's plan to replace its aging Line 3 crude oil pipeline across northern Minnesota. Walz says the Commerce Department refiled its appeal with the Minnesota Court of Appeals, which has dismissed earlier appeals. The governor says the appeal shouldn't delay the permitting process. House Minority Leader Kurt Daudt says Republicans are dismayed by that decision. A prosecutor says just 1 minute and 19 seconds passed from the time an unarmed woman hung up from a cell phone conversation with her fiancé to the time that she lay on the ground dying from a gunshot fired by a Minneapolis police officer. That officer, Mohammed Noor, is on trial in the 2017 death of Justine Demond, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Australia. The 40-year-old had called police to report a possible rape near her home. She told her fiancé that police had arrived to take her report. And Minnesota's clean energy sector grew by 4.7% in the last year, leading the region in renewable energy job growth. Currently, more than 61,000 Minnesotans work in clean energy, according to the latest report from Clean Energy Economy Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz.
We are outpacing other states. Now's the time for Minnesota to seize the momentum. Now's the time to seize together with what we're seeing in the innovation across the renewable energy sector. Now is the time for us to lead the nation in moving us away and going to that carbon-free future of 2050.
And according to the report, nearly 40% of the state's clean energy jobs are in greater Minnesota. I'm getting a little closer to home. A federal judge has cleared the way for some work to resume on the massive flood control project in the Fargo-Moorhead area. District Judge John Thunheim on Monday ruled work could resume on portions of a diversion aimed at steering the Red River safely past the cities in time of flooding. Flood threats in recent years have required extreme sandbagging. The project has been challenged by upstream residents who argue the project would lead to more flooding on their land. And Cass County Sheriff's deputies used all-terrain vehicles to arrest two people on active warrants who they say attempted to conceal themselves in the water of a washed-out roadway. Authorities say deputies were patrolling an area near Harwood on Monday when they spotted two vehicles stuck on a road surrounded by water. Back with our sports brought to you by HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union after these words.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at our sports from yesterday, again, the schedule kind of right out the window as girls softball scheduled to host Sacred Heart was postponed to April 16th, and the boys tennis at East Grand Forks Triangular also postponed from yesterday. However, they still had some activity at the U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Minneapolis Final Four ended with an overtime victory for Virginia, which won its first ever men's basketball national championship. More than 72,000 fans watched the Cavaliers outlast Texas Tech. 85-77 the score last night at U.S. Bank Stadium. Virginia guard DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points to lead the Cavs to the trophy.
That's unbelievable. I'm at a loss of words, really.
Is it as good as you thought it'd be?
It's even better.
Minneapolis will host the National Wrestling Championships next year, the Women's Basketball Final Four in 2022. Now, college basketball season ended in exciting fashion, of course, with that win. Virginia's star guard, Kyle Guy, scored 24 points, says winning it all with his teammates was amazing.
To be able to stand on the court before the buzzer sounded and said we did it, I don't have the words.
And again, more than 72,000 fans watched last night's title game in person at U.S. Bank Stadium. Now, some of the other news in the national sports scene. Three teams trying to keep their NBA playoff hopes alive are in action tonight, with Dwayne Wade playing his final home regular season game when the Miami Heat hosts Philadelphia 76ers. Unless the Heat can win tonight and again tomorrow at Brooklyn, Miami's season is over. Even if they win both, they need a lot of help to reach the playoffs. The Charlotte Hornets, that is, have won three straight and visit the Cavaliers, who are tied for the second worst record in the league. The other team still hoping to reach the playoffs, the Detroit Pistons, have lost four in a row heading into tonight's home game against Memphis. The Red Sox are set to receive their 2018 World Series rings ahead of their home opener at Fenway Park this afternoon. Boston plans to unveil a championship banner, and ceremonies will include a flyover by four F-16 jets prior to the first pitch. One member of last year's team who won't attend is Craig Kimbrell, the all-star closer and a current free agent, declined an invitation. The Reds have lost eight straight since an opening day victory, a skid they'll try to end against the Marlins. Cincinnati went 30 innings between runs during one stretch, though the offense has scored 10 times over the past two games. And Jacob deGrom is back on the mound for the first time since striking out a career-best 14 against Miami last week. His Mets take on our Minnesota Twins at Citi Field tonight. The NL Cy Young Award winner has 24 strikeouts over 13 innings this season. He's 2-0 with an ERA of 0. We'll have that game on KROX tonight, starting with a 5:30 pregame show. Again, first pitch is about 6:10 tonight as the Twins visit the New York Mets. Today's Pirate baseball team hosting Frazee, who has been postponed. The boys tennis hosting Bemidji for today, postponed to April 18th. As far as we know, boys and girls track at the Beaver Relay meet in Bemidji getting underway at 1 this afternoon, so push back. Okay, so it is at 1 o'clock this afternoon and still on. So track today. And, of course, the Timberwolves hosting Toronto as the NBA season winds down. That's a 7 o'clock game time tonight. We'll be back and look at our local news and the weather, being brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace after this.
Here are some of this week's grocery specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Hormel Always Tender Pork Chops, $1.99 a pound. For you fish lovers, the 16-ounce local Minnesota wild-caught Red Lake walleye fillets are $10.99. For those on those too-busy-to-cook nights, well, stock up on the 12-inch Big Daddy pizzas. They're 2 for $11. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Oh, so much going on, and of course we will talk about water and weather and all that coming up a little bit later. Of course, there are still several smaller roads, the county and township roads, Many of them are being washed out or flooded in rural areas throughout the region, including in Polk County, the southeast corner of Polk County, with the majority of what we're seeing in Polk County. But there is a map on the co.polk.mn.us website that shows which township and county roads are closed or flooded or otherwise affected. There's also the 511mn.org website if you want to look at the state and federal highways in the area that are affected by the water as well. We do know that snow melt and runoff resulted in a bridge failure today in Norman County. County Highway 18 west of Ada and about 8 miles north of Highway 200 is closed. Highway 75 south of Halstead is also closed between 220th Avenue and 230th Avenue for water over the road. Highway 200 remains open, but caution is advised as there is water on the road west of Ada. There was also, last time I looked, some water over the road on 200 east of Manoman. And Highway 220 has some closures north of Oslo as well. And, of course, the Sorley Bridge still closed between East Grand Forks and Grand Forks. Speaking of Grand Forks, a second pedestrian accident in as many days. At approximately 10:11 last night, officers at the Grand Forks Police Department dispatched to the 4300 block of Gateway Drive for a report of a male subject lying on the roadway with a head injury after being struck by a vehicle. Initial investigation determined the male subject was crossing the road, walking southbound outside of the crosswalk, when he was struck by a 1996 Honda Accord driven by 40-year-old Tyson Sewell of Grand Forks traveling westbound. CPR attempted on the male, but he was pronounced deceased on the scene. The police department, assisted by Ultra Ambulance Service, Grand Forks Fire Department, Grand Forks Sheriff Department, and the North Dakota Highway Patrol, as well as the Crash Analysis Reconstruction Team and the Regional UAS Team, also assisting in the investigation. Active and ongoing, the Grand Forks Police Department would ask anyone who may have any information regarding the incident to contact them through either the phone at 701-787-8000 or email investigate@grandforksgov.com, or you can text GFPD to their tip line, which is TIP411. On the previous incident, the Sunday hit and run, the victim in the case has been identified as Christina Lynn Melvin, age 39, of Bedford, Pennsylvania. Melvin was passing through Grand Forks on the Amtrak train when the incident occurred. The investigation is ongoing, and the driver of the striking vehicle is urged to contact law enforcement immediately. Vehicle likely has front-end damage and is believed to have been traveling eastbound in the 4500 to 4600 block of Demers Avenue when the crash occurred. Evidence is being analyzed in order to identify the make and model of the vehicle. However, at this time, the type of vehicle and extent and exact location of the damage is unknown. Several witnesses who saw the victim walking in the area have been interviewed by investigators. If you saw the victim in the area or have any other information to provide and have not been spoken to, please contact the Grand Forks Police Department. Again, that investigation continues. The Crookston Police Department responded to the report of an accident on Monday at 3:38 p.m. on East Fisher Avenue. The accident occurred between a 2016 Chevrolet Suburban driven by Stephanie Boucher of Crookston and a 2012 Chevrolet Cruze driven by a juvenile female of Crookston. There were no injuries, moderate damage to both vehicles, and no citations issued. The Crookston Fire Department did assist with that accident. At 5:44 last night, the police responded to a report of a crossarm landing on a vehicle at West Robert Street and Market Street. The crossarm struck a 2000 Buick LeSabre driven by Salvador Castaneda of Crookston. There were no injuries and no citations. The windshield of the vehicle was broken and there was damage to the crossarm. Crookston Police Department also responded to a call for a vehicle that struck the ditch on Fairfax Avenue on Sunday at 3:12 a.m. That vehicle, a 2007 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by Megan Suryard of Gary, had moderate damage. There were no injuries and no citations. In addition to assisting with the Fisher Avenue accident, the Crookston Fire Department also was called out to Fisher Avenue near the Crookston Sports Center at 7:32 yesterday morning for a submerged vehicle in the ditch. Everyone had gotten out of the vehicle safely. Fire crews assisted with the investigation, cleanup, and traffic control, and the vehicle removed from the ditch and towed away. The fire department also investigated a gasoline smell in a residence on the 300 block of Chrome Street at 1:55 yesterday afternoon. Gas monitors found nothing in the house. A vehicle parked nearby was found to be leaking gasoline, and the fumes made their way into the house. The Crookston City Council voted via a split decision last night to pay the bills and disbursements owed by the City of Crookston. Councilman Clayton Briggs pulled the resolution to approve bills and disbursements off the consent agenda. The bill in question included a commercial coffee brewer and a special order coffee for the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority for $1,140.10. Moved to the regular agenda, the bills and disbursements, minus the payment of that check, were passed by a 5-2 vote, with Councilman Bobby Baird and Jake Fee voting no. The council then addressed the check in question, with Mayor Guy Martin saying he did not think it was an appropriate expense. Fee told the council that in his experience with the Crookston Eagles, a commercial coffee brewer costs around $800, and that he believed, given the number of important meetings for the city of at Valley Technology Park, it was a worthwhile expense to have coffee available.
From my experience of working with commercial coffee makers, that's kind of what they run. You know, it's going to be about $800+, you know, so you got to buy the machine. It's a one-time expenditure to supply coffee for the Valley Technology Park for our tenants out there and also for our business meetings that we have. And, you know, I just kind of thought we were getting, a little nitpicky on the expenditures out there, so I was in favor of purchasing the coffee maker.
Fee also added that they were using Valley Technology Park funds generated by operating the facility, not taxpayer money. Councilwoman Cindy Gerswold commented that they weren't operating a restaurant. Several references were made by Martin, Briggs, and City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner to the State of Minnesota audit of the St. Cloud HRA that it didn't believe there was a public purpose for purchasing food for non-public meetings, coffee for daily consumption by HRA employees, a cake for a retiring employee, and flowers for employees who have had a medical emergency. Additionally, the state legislature had raised concerns about the Minnesota Lottery spending an average of more than $5,000 a year on coffee, and in 2003, the Minnesota Lottery discontinued that practice. Councilman Briggs said he believed it's a violation to use government money for coffee consumed by staff.
Well, we have, when the state comes back and regulates what we do, we have to abide what the state says. So we can't buy things that the state doesn't allow for the financial part of it. And I just can't see the public liking the idea that we're paying $800 plus $400 or $300 more for coffee. No, from the time that I was with the police department, we had a popcorn machine. We guys would furnish their own popcorn and then coffee. I know for a fact that right now, even that the chief of police and lieutenant and them guys chip in, buy their own coffee. So, and as one of the other council members was saying, same thing, that at her place of work, they're not allowed to use state or government money to do that.
Fee motioned to approve the check, seconded by Councilman Tom Vedbrotten. The bill was approved by a 4-3 vote, with the four council members who regularly attend Cheetah voting yes, and the three who attend less frequently, Briggs, Gerswold, and Don Cavalier, voting no. On the agenda for the third consecutive meeting was the Fournay Development Agreement. After all the required documentation and insurance had been submitted by developer Jeff Evers, but Vedbrotten had some questions on language within the document.
The way I read it, we're giving the mayor and the city administrator the authority to, if there's some changes, to just do whatever they feel necessary. And nobody could seem to answer the question tonight, so we need some answers on it before we approve this.
City Attorney Corky Reynolds suggested a council member contact the TIF lawyer to check why the language regarding the mayor and city administrator was included before proceeding, and the council voted to table the development agreement for a third time by unanimous vote. Today's topic for Severe Weather Awareness Week is severe storms, lightning, and hail. Warm, humid conditions are favorable to storm development, and storms typically are small, producing heavy rain and wind over a relatively small area for a brief period of time, according to Crookston firefighter Justin Johnson.
They're relatively small, but a typical thunderstorm is about 15 miles in diameter and lasts about 30 minutes. Severe thunderstorms can produce large hail and heavy winds of at least 58 miles an hour. Some wind gusts can exceed up to 100 miles an hour and produce tornado-like damage. Storms may occur in clusters or in lines. 10% of storms are severe.
The best place to be in a storm is a basement, according to Johnson.
The safest place to be during severe weather is in the basement of any normal building, away from windows. Most hardtop cars are safe from lightning. Convertibles, motorcycles, bicycles, fiberglass vehicles offer no protection from lightning. Avoid contact with interior metal during the storm.
It's important to remember that if you can hear thunder, lightning can strike you, and the only safe place is inside.
No place outside is safe when thunderstorms are in the area. If you hear thunder, lightning is close enough to strike you, and when you hear thunder, immediately move to safe shelter, a building or an enclosed metal-topped vehicle with windows up. Stay in a safe shelter for at least 30 minutes after you hear the last sound of thunder.
Getting struck by lightning is more common than you might think, with 240,000 people struck each year.
Lightning bolts can be over 5 miles in length. Lightning can strike up to 15 miles away from the center of a storm. Your chance of being struck by lightning is 1 in 12,000.
Hail will also accompany thunderstorms, and the larger the hail, the faster it falls, making it more dangerous.
Hail can range from pea size, which is most common, to as large a size as baseball or even bigger. Large hailstones fall faster than 100 miles an hour and can severely injure or even kill people.
And Minnesota's statewide tornado drill will take place on Thursday. Outdoor warning sirens and NOAA weather radios across the state will be sounded at 1:45 p.m. and at 6:45 p.m. That's this Thursday. Riverview Health is going to be offering a chronic pain management series. It'll be from 1:30 to 4:30 on May 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and June 5th. All of the classes in Meeting Room 1 at Riverview Health in Crookston. The series will help you discover strategies for managing your pain each week. Participants will make action plans, share experiences, and help each other solve problems as they carry out their plan, with the ultimate goal of managing chronic pain in order to get on with living a satisfying, fulfilling life. Class size is limited to 12 people. Registration is required for the free series by calling Riverview Rehab Services at 281-9463. And Riverview dietitian Darcy Larson and occupational therapist Michelle Moen will be leading the series. I believe we'll have Ms. Larson and Ms. Moen on Valley Talk tomorrow to tell us more about that. In our obituary column for today, Helga Manley Helling, age 89, of Fertile, died on Saturday at his home under the care of his family in hospice. Helga Manley Helling was born in 1930 to Knut and Randy Helling in Grand Forks. As a boy, he went to a country school, often skiing 6 miles in the winter to attend classes. He went to high school in Michigan, North Dakota, took boxing lessons in high school for a couple of years, and won several awards, also sang in high school, winning a highly superior award in the state of North Dakota. He later sang solos for many weddings and funerals, including singing the Lord's Prayer at his daughter Randy's wedding. Manley Helling is survived by his wife, Marlene, children, Linda Bigley of Golden, Colorado, Stephen and wife Kim Stiles of Spokane, Washington, Randy and husband Jeff Lindberg of Baxter, Minnesota, Kip and wife Nancy Jo Helling of Grand Forks, Candy Tradewell of Newport, North Carolina, Kindy and husband Danny Hasbrook of Fertile, and Lindy Mosier of Queen Creek, Arizona, as well as 22 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, and also siblings Ruth Larson of Ames, Iowa, Arthur and wife Phyllis Helling of Roseville, Minnesota, and Martha Sorensen of St. Paul, Minnesota. Funeral services for Manley Helling will be at 10:30 a.m. Friday at Concordia Lutheran Church of Fertile, with visitation on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. with a 6:30 prayer service at the church, and for an hour prior to the service on Friday. Burial will be in Concordia Lutheran Cemetery of Fertile, Minnesota. Arrangements with Eric's and Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Visit their website, or you can visit our website for the complete obituary. Lowell Jacobson, age 84, of Ada, died on Thursday at Benedictine Care Community in Ada. Lowell Jacobson is survived by his wife, Gail, his children, Leanne, and husband, Charlie Evenson of Prescott, Wisconsin, Brian and wife, Corrine Jacobson of Fargo, Karen and husband, Kent Hurst of Woodbury, Minnesota, Scott Jacobson of Shelley, as well as five grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, sister-in-law, Mabel Johnson, and several nieces, nephews, and close friends. Services for Lowell Jacobson will be held at a later date at the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada. Burial will be in the Ada Municipal Cemetery, and arrangements are with the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. Again, available online, the complete obituary at their website or at ours, KROXAM.com. Click on obituaries. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Arland Ogard, who was born in 1917 in Russia Township, Polk County. He enlisted in the Army in 1945, was discharged in 1946. Arland Ogard died on this date in 1984 in Crookston. Well, as we take a look at our weather, again, of course, the river levels continue to be a concern, as well as overland flooding and full ditches. Please be aware that there are several of the township and county roads that are closed in the region. So you might want to check with your county. I know the Polk County has an online map of which roads are closed or otherwise affected by flooding on their website, www.co.polk.mn.us. You can also check the U.S. and state highway system by going to MnDOT's website at 511mn.org. Again, we know of some road closures and flooding, including that damage to the bridge outside of Ada, as we mentioned at the top of the local news. That's bridge failure in Norman County on County Highway 18 west of Ada, about 8 miles north of Highway 200. So that's closed. And then again, a number of other area roads are closed, or there's water over them and they are passable. But again, if it's not marked otherwise and there's water over the road, do not go through it. The road may not even be under that water any longer. Yesterday, we did reach a level of 24.66 feet here in Crookston about 6:30 last night. We did drop slowly overnight. We're currently at 23.69. Again, to put it into perspective, the forecast crest should be on Thursday with about 26 feet expected. And the record in Crookston is 28.4 feet. Our current levee system should protect us to 31 feet. The Emergency Operations Center and the Ward Command Centers are open and keeping an eye on those levees to make sure that we do stay protected as they're supposed to. Again, flood warnings in effect for many communities in the region, and of course, several of the rural areas also experiencing some overland flooding. I know some people having some issues just within their own yards in the rural areas. So if you do have an emergency, make sure you contact 911 and get it taken care of and keep yourself safe. Of course, urban and small stream flood advisory is in effect for snowmelt in Red Lake County, Polk County, and Pennington County until about 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the last update we have from them. Of course, that includes Thief River Falls, East Grand Forks, Crookston, Foster, Red Lake Falls, Fertile, and McIntosh. Our weather forecast for Crookston and the area for the rest of today is for mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s and north winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-20s and northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high 35 to 40 degrees and northeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low in the mid-20s. Partly sunny Thursday. We've got that 40% chance of light rain, possibly mixed with snow on Thursday afternoon, high in the mid-30s. The chance of light snow continuing into Thursday night under mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s. Then a slight chance of light snow into Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a high 35 to 40 degrees. Partly cloudy for Friday night with a low in the mid-20s. Sunny on Saturday with a high in the mid-40s. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low in the mid-20s. Then mostly sunny on Sunday with a high in the mid-40s again. Then mostly cloudy Sunday night. Another slight chance of snow showers Sunday night with a low 30 to 35 degrees. Then mostly cloudy Monday with a chance of rain showers possibly mixed with snow showers and a high 45 to 50 degrees. 46 was yesterday's high with a low of 37, 16 hundredths of an inch of rain in the gauge from yesterday. 6 a.m. river level was 22.64, and again it rose up to 24.66 by 6:30 last night, and then started falling again to our current levels. The average high of 48 degrees on April 9th in Crookston. The average low of 27. Last year, a high of 30 and a low of 18. 79, the record high in 1977, with a record low of 10 above in 1997. With sunrise at 6:48 this morning and 8:07, the sun set tonight. We'll have 13 hours and 19 minutes of daylight. Our low this morning got down to 27 above zero. Our current temperature, 28 above zero, with partly cloudy skies and north winds at 16 miles an hour, gusting up to the mid-20s, giving us a wind chill of 16 above. The barometer has been rising at 30.11, humidity at 74%, and again, our river level at last recording was 23.69 feet. And again, the forecast crest is for 26 feet, probably sometime on Thursday. Again, we're at 28 degrees, but expecting a high today, hopefully warming up to the mid-30s again. It gets getting a little sunnier out, but that's our look at today's news, weather, and sports, brought to you today by HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Stennis Granite, Crookston Collision Center, and Hugo's Family Marketplace, inviting you to join us again for the noontime news tomorrow.